You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, we first started off by, we thought that there was a huge gap in the national conversation for what New Zealand as a country should do on climate change. There was a lot of great actions that were being done by little communities and even cities. You know, we worked, Gen Zero has done a lot of work around transport and stuff, but yeah, we really wanted something that would be a national level action and a framework. And we got really inspired by what they had done in the UK with the UK's Climate Change Act. And we thought that, you know, just like throwing around ideas, and we thought that that might be a really good idea to bring into New Zealand, because it would be a way, the election was coming, and we wanted to think of a way to do something that was cross-party, that got political consensus behind it as well. And yeah, that was kind of the birth of the idea of the Zero Carbon Act, a national framework that would bind all future governments of New Zealand to climate action, that would legislate targets into law so citizens would be empowered to keep the government to account, and then also have an independent commission that would advise clearly on how to meet our emissions targets and budgets, so the government would be well informed and so would the people. So that was kind of the birth of the idea, and we started doing the groundwork from that, from doing the policy side as well, but then also doing the campaign tactics of as well, focusing in on our message and focusing on building allies as well that would help us.
So what are the main points within the Act then?
The Act has four main points. One of the first ones is that it legislates targets into law for 2050, so that's one of the first points. It has a net zero emissions target for all gases, that's methane and carbon dioxide, by 2050. It sets up an independent climate change commission, which advises the government. And it also has stipulations to have adaptation and mitigation plans as well. And another core thing that's really, really important for us for the Zero Carbon Act to include is our obligations under the Te Tiriti, and honouring Te Tiriti while we're thinking about planning ahead in the future.
So I know the public consultation closes on Thursday. How has the feedback and interest been so far from wider New Zealand?
It's been amazing. We've been kind of blown away. We've gathered up to 2,000 submissions through our quick submit form. So a lot of New Zealanders have been getting on board and submitting through there. We've been meeting people on the street and through markets as well, all around the country, and having conversations with them. We've also been really, really impressed by small businesses and the business sector coming on board and backing this idea. We had a letter that we did with WWF that around 200 businesses signed up for as well, which is amazing. And on another side is that we've had a lot of great support from the political parties as well, and that includes the National Party. They have changed their tone on the issue, which is a really welcome thing to see, because we really do want it to be a cross-party endeavor. So yeah, the feedback from New Zealanders and from communities has been great, but I think this is just the first step for us. I think this is hopefully going to lead to a wider and broader conversation around climate change and the things that we have to do in our country as people and as the government, as businesses, to change and to adapt to this issue that we're facing.
So what are we talking about in terms of budgets and timeline for this Act then?
So when we talk about budgets and timelines, the budgets are emissions budgets, and they're set over 5 years. This is kind of a methodology that's been taken from the UK as well. And 5 years, it sets it progressively, five interim budgets going up to 2030, and then 5 year targets going up to 2050 as well. And the reason for doing it for over 5 years is that it allows for governments, for the government to signal a clear policy direction going forward into the future. So by having that, you give assurances to not just the people, but then also to the businesses as well, and to what they have to do. So that's kind of the idea behind setting the five yearly budgets for carbon emissions, for all greenhouse gas emissions, I mean.
So Gen Zero spokeswoman Lisa McLaren says the bill needs to be ambitious. Why is it important to start off with this kind of ambition?
It's really good. It's really important to start off with a as ambitious piece of legislation that we can, because the challenge that we're facing is quite steep. The emissions profile for New Zealand has been climbing, and unless we really focus in on the issue and try and achieve some domestic structural change by, you know, doing mixed forestry, changing our agricultural sector, having more public transport, these are really important steps that need to be taken. And if we don't have an ambitious plan, if we don't have a plan that binds us to that, these things will take a longer time. And frankly, we're kind of running out of time because we haven't been sustainable to this point. And if we keep going as business as usual, we're not going to be helping ourselves at all. It's going to be young people like us who are going to be facing the impact of sea level rises, of climate change, much more, at a much greater scale and at a much higher, like, it's a bad way to say it for me personally, but at a much higher cost as well. You know, it's going to definitely impact us in a significant way. So if we can get this bill, the Zero Carbon Bill, which is a cornerstone of action, if we can get it in its best possible version, we're setting ourselves up in a good way to think about the other changes that we need to make going forward.
So what will be the largest challenge in getting this through Parliament?
At the moment, the largest challenge would be ensuring that we get an ambitious plan, that we get a plan that has net zero across all the gases and then takes a kind of an informed view about how to allocate them. But then I think another big challenge is going to be, and hopefully we're making some headway towards it, but making sure we get cross-party consensus on this. It's really important that all the parties in Parliament at the moment, and the opposition included, get behind us, because this is something that is going to affect us over the long term, and we want this to move beyond just political cycles as well and not just be back and forth about whether to do action on climate change or not. So if the Zero Carbon Bill is put into law with a big consensus across Parliament, with all political parties voting for it, that will be amazing. But that is going to be a challenge. And I think the thing that we want to encourage your listeners and everybody else to do that we're talking to is go talk to your electorate MP, tell them that this is an issue that you're concerned about, and tell them about the Zero Carbon Act, and tell them about why you feel this is an important piece of legislation, or what you value and what you find important about doing action on climate change. And this is the only way we're going to get it. If we tell our MPs and make sure we hold them to account, and we tell them that we're watching them, that we want ambition and we want consensus on this issue more than anything, I think that is going to be something that will hopefully help us with that challenge.
And so how will the Māoridom be respected within the Act?
With issues of Māoridom and tangata whenua of Aotearoa, I think one of the most important tenets we feel is really incorporating the principles of partnership when thinking about issues of climate change. So I think we are fortunate to have an amazing document like Te Tiriti to be a foundation stone of this country. And I think going forward, we would love to see a much better partnership model, more than just consultation and just going to go talk to Māoridom, and just, you know, doing things together, thinking about incorporating Māori worldviews in thinking about how to deal with some of these issues that are going to be facing us. I think that's going to be really important for us. This is something we are hoping at Generation Zero to hold the government to account on, but this is something that we're learning ourselves as well, and we want to be open. And, yeah, we want to be in a supportive position to make sure that we achieve justice and equity when thinking about climate change, and especially with Māoridom, and especially with people who are going to be the most affected.
So do you have anything else you'd like to add, or any further comments?
I would just say that the Zero Carbon Bill is, again, a really important first step that we need to take as New Zealand, as Aotearoa, and having that as a framework that guides our government at a national level is going to impact other parts of our society through how things are funded and how things are planned for. So it's really important that we get involved in this process and we hold the government to account, and if there's an opportunity, then definitely go talk to your MP, regardless of whatever party that they're in, and tell them that this is of concern to you and you want to see consensus and you want to see action on this issue. I would just encourage people to do that.
The Wire.
I don't know. And frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.